Tonight, Broadway celebrates itself with the 58th Annual Tony Awards. Reporter Jeff London hit the pavement around Times Square to talk about this past theatrical season with the experts, not critics or producers or actors, but hotel concierge.
Popular. You're gonna be popular.
Let's get this out of the way at once. According to every concierge I spoke with, the most popular new show on Broadway is...
Well, Wicked, of course.
Most of my guests want to go to Wicked.
Oh, of course, we all know it's Wicked. Amazing show. Seen it 9 times.
The splashy $14 million musical, a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, overcame a mixed critical response to become a sold-out smash hit. It's up for 10 Tony Awards, and the prevailing feeling on the street is that it's a lock to win Best Musical. Wicked is such a hot ticket that tourists are more than willing to pay a premium to see it, says Ian Alterman, a concierge at the venerable Algonquin Hotel.
I know there are some concierges that are charging as much as $250 a ticket. The bottom line is, even though they might have originally balked at the price, they always come back and say, thank you for sending me to that show. It was fabulous.
But even at gravity-defying prices, not everyone can get in to see Wicked, says Jonathan Vendrick at the W Hotel, Times Square.
What I try to do in my job is make them realize there's other things out there besides Wicked. The Assassins. Love, love, love the Assassins.
It takes a lot of men to make a gun.
Assassins is a revival of Stephen Sondheim and John Wideman's sardonic and surreal review about American presidential assassins, from John Wilkes Booth to John Hinckley. When it opened 13 years ago, it got brickbats from the critics. This time, they heaped praise on it. With 7 nominations, it's second only to Wicked in the Tony sweepstakes and the odds-on favorite to win Best Musical Revival.
I'm the Toby O'Brien. I'm the night oddity here at the Hotel Edison. It's my standard line, sorry.
Toby is night auditor at the Hotel Edison, which caters to large tour groups. Most evenings, he sits at its information desk, dispensing theater recommendations and cracking jokes. Toby says his guests are looking to see what he calls amusement park shows, musicals with special effects or big stars.
Away from Oz, we got a lot of people, especially from the groups, coming in for that one. They're always clutching their signed, autographed posters of Hugh Jackman, so...
I am not the boy next door. I don't belong like it before.
The Boy from Oz, a biographical musical about entertainer Peter Allen, got roundly trounced by the critics, but Hugh Jackman's performance in the lead got universally praised. Jackman's hosting the Tonys tonight, and most observers think he'll take Best Actor in a Musical.
Musicals are the bigger draw than plays, I have to say. People, when they come to see and they ask us about a show, the musicals. It's always the musicals, and we kind of have to all say, there's plays too, you know?
Tom Rice is a concierge at the New York Marriott Marquis, the biggest hotel in Times Square. Like most concierges I spoke with, Tom had to be prodded to talk about the plays on Broadway. They barely seem to register on tourists' radar screens. Surprisingly, 11 plays open on Broadway this season, including I Am My Own Wife, which won a Pulitzer and is favored to win a Tony. The show has only been doing middling business, but just a couple of blocks away, the revival of a classic Broadway play has been selling out, says the Algonquin's Ian Alterman.
Another thing that had very high buzz is Raisin in the Sun. Certainly P. Diddy's appearance has, you know, been a big celebrity thing. Maybe not as much as Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick coming back to producers for 10 weeks, but, you know, his name sold a lot of tickets.
Sometimes I see guys that don't look much older than me.
Son, why you always talk so much about money?
Because it's life, Mama.
Oh, money is life.
Once upon a time, freedom used to be life, but now it's money.
P. Diddy may be the one drawing audiences to the play, but many think that Felicia Rashad's performance as the family matriarch has a good chance to win Best Actress. Of course, in any Broadway season, there are the casualties, shows beloved by some that didn't make it, like Boy George's Taboo, says Jonathan Vendrick of the W Hotel.
Love, love, love Taboo. Saw it 19 times. Everything was great with Taboo, and anybody I sent to it came back and they loved it.
I'm
Taboo is up for 4 Tony Awards.
What are you going to be doing on Sunday night?
Watching the Tonys. Hopefully being at the Tonys.
And for those who can't be at Radio City Music Hall tonight, the Tonys will be broadcast on CBS at 8 p.m. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.